as I've been having some difficulty with recording a video for our daily Mass, which hopefully will be resolved soon, I decided to record Mass today via audio. So today we celebrate the solemnity of Saint Joseph, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And today's Mass is offered for Carol Schuller. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters, as we gather here today, as we remember that we are the domestic church, the family, the church often calls the domestic church, and as we're socially distanced, but together with our families, hopefully, that we remember that we live church at home, and we look to our patron, Saint Joseph, who is the father of the Holy Family, and to whom Jesus Christ was entrusted, to pray for us in his intercession that we may live as domestic church. So as we gather here today, brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart, Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners, Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Today, being a solemnity of Saint Joseph, we sing the Gloria. Even though we don't normally sing the Gloria during Lent because of this high feast day, we sing glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Excuse me. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that by Saint Joseph's intercession, your church may constantly watch over the unfolding of the mysteries of human salvation, whose beginnings you entrusted to his faithful care. Through our Lord, Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the second book of Samuel. The Lord spoke to Nathan and said, "Go, tell my servant David, when your time comes and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. It is he who shall build a house for my name, and I will make his royal throne firm forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Your throne shall stand firm forever." the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Son of David will live forever. Psalm 89. The Son of David will live forever. The promises of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, my kindness is established forever. In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness. The Son of David will live forever. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant. Forever will I confirm your posterity and establish your throne for all generations. The Son of David will live forever. He shall say of me, you are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior. Forever I will maintain my kindness toward him, and my covenant with him stands firm. The Son of David will live forever. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, it was not through the law that the promise was made to Abraham and his descendants that he would inherit the world, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. For this reason, it depends on faith, so that it may be a gift, and the promise may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not to those who only adhere to the law, but to those who follow the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us, as it is written, I have made you father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into being what does not exist. He believed, hoping against hope, that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said. Thus shall your descendants be. That is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, O Lord. They never cease to praise you. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who was called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So today, as I said at the beginning, we celebrate the feast of the solemnity of St. Joseph, a solemnity in our levels of celebrations being the highest level in liturgical feast days. And of course, Jesus was a very important part. Joseph was a very important part in the life of Jesus, him being his earthly father, father to him here on earth, that he was entrusted to him. because he was a righteous man. And I think we can deduce he was a very humble man. It's interesting, in all of Scripture, we never hear Joseph actually say a word. I saw a funny picture online once of Joseph with a sort of a talking bubble and air quotes, but there was no words in between. And it said everything Joseph ever said. Because in the Scripture, we have no direct quotes from him. That I think what we see in Joseph is sort of this humble, quiet strength. This man who, sort of in the background, cared for his wife, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and cared for his son, Jesus. That he was a humble and hardworking man who cared for them, who walked with them, and who lived this great task. I sometimes joke that it was probably a little tough for Joseph sometimes, because we talk about Mary being conceived without original sin, and then Jesus, of course, being Jesus, he's perfect. So, poor Joseph, everything was always his fault. But that I think there was definitely a heroic holiness to this man that we sometimes don't always think about or are aware of. And I think it's a good reminder for us of how those humble, quiet works of love that go sort of unnoticed by the world are so important, that God notices. It says in Colossians that we should work hard and dedicate everything we do to the Lord, that we are to work not as if we're working to please men, but as if we're working to please God. Because that's integrity. To do what is right and good and to work hard and to work with humbleness, humility, even if no one's going to notice, even if no one's watching, that's integrity. I think St. Joseph invites us to live with that life of quiet integrity. And the last thing I'll say that we can learn from St. Joseph is, as I said, it's a good reminder during this time when we're sort of socially distanced and isolated, as I said at the beginning, to be reminded of to live as a holy family, to live as the domestic church. Again and again in the teachings of the church teaches how the family and the home is like a mini church. And our parish community is a family of families, or a church of churches, if you will. This idea that faith and church and discipleship begin at home. That families, that prayer, communal prayer, begins at home with the family. That faith formation begins at home with the family. That parents are the primary teachers and catechists of their children in the faith. Primary being both the first and but the most vital. And so St. Joseph being with the Holy Family reminds us of that. That we are to, during this time, pray with our families, to form our families in the faith, even during this time. Because during this time, we need to be more prayerful than ever. When we're stripped of being able to enter into broader communal prayer of the Holy Mass, other than by technological mediums such as this, or unable to attend communal faith formation, now more than ever is where we need to live as a domestic church. So we look to St. Joseph to pray for us and this day and for our families. St. Joseph, patron of the Holy Family, pray for us. Amen.